American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Hope it doesn't take as long as mine did. We'd love to have a team there.
New agriculture chief Sonny Perdue admits he's had a few whirlwind days in office.
I'm looking for help. We'll be working on our deputy and our undersecretaries and passing those along to the White House to make sure that they agree with us, or they may have other names which we will agree to. That's the way it works. We'll be doing that expediently.
He says USDA remains in good hands during the transition, with career staff nationwide handling multiple operations.
USDA has a great cadre of career employees who are working hard and very knowledgeable, and they really know these programs, and I've been very, very impressed with the workforce at USDA.
Perdue has already chaired a White House roundtable meeting on agriculture and prosperity, including a six-month review of regulations impacting agriculture producers.
We're going to convene this interagency task force and look for every barrier that our farm producers are facing that inhibit their ability to be profitable and prosperous and productive on their farms and ranches.
The secretary spoke with House agriculture leaders late last week on ideas for a new farm bill.
We talked about some potential solutions there going forward that will even make the 2018 farm bill smoother.
Meanwhile, the North American Free Trade Agreement has been making headlines recently as leaders of their respective countries renegotiate the over 20-year deal in a quick manner. Perdue has President Trump's ear.
I advised him of what the benefits were to agriculture in some areas and what the hits were. It's not, it's been all positive, all on balance. NAFTA has been good for American agriculture. We think it can be even improved in the balance of agricultural products there as well.
He says when renegotiating NAFTA from an agriculture perspective,
I'm advising him on what the data is. We're, I think, both data-driven decision makers, and he's making a decision based on facts. And I think we're giving him the facts from USDA over where he needs to approach Canada and Mexico in renegotiating NAFTA.
Meanwhile, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tsang praises Perdue for his strong knowledge of agricultural trade issues and his commitment to aggressively promote U.S. ag products worldwide.
The fact that we're now going to have a champion, we're going to have a leader. People overseas now will have someone they'll be able to appeal to, because the secretary does almost as much work internationally as he does domestically.
U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tsang. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.